A Mexican entertainer is feared lost in a horrific crash. American's pilots approve a new contract. Sport and experimental pilots get a training assist from the EAA. This is Aero News for Monday, December the 10th, 2012. I'm Glenn Moyer. Mexican authorities are investigating the crash of a Learjet 25 in the mountains of northern Mexico. Among those feared lost in the crash is Mexican-American music superstar Jenny Rivera. The wreckage was found Sunday in the state of Nuevo León. There were no survivors. The Chicago Tribune quotes Transportation and Communications Minister Gerardo Ruiz Esparza saying, quote, everything points toward, end quote, the wreckage being that of the plane carrying Rivera and six others. The crash was particularly violent, as Esparza said again, quote, there is nothing recognizable, neither material nor human, end quote. The wreckage was strewn over 250 to 300 meters. The Learjet 25, registration number N345MC, took off from Monterrey at 3:30 a.m. local time and was reported missing about 10 minutes later. Rivera had performed a concert there Saturday night. The aircraft was registered to Starwood Management of Las Vegas, Nevada, according to FAA records. It was built in 1969 and has a current registration through 2015. The 43-year-old Rivera, who was born and raised in Long Beach, California, is one of the biggest stars of the Mexican regional style known as grupero music. Though drug trafficking was the theme of some of her songs, she was not considered a singer of ballads glorifying drug lords. Rivera has sold over 15 million records, starred in reality TV and independent films. Also believed aboard the plane were her publicist, Arturo Rivera, her lawyer, makeup artist, and the flight crew. The door may finally be open to full consideration of a merger between American Airlines and U.S. Airways, as American's pilots have at last approved a new contract. The pilots' union reported Friday that 74% of its members voted to ratify a new agreement that will give them pay raises and a 13.5% stake in American's parent, AMR Corporation. The pilots' contract was the last piece in American's labor puzzle and now gives AMR and its creditors some certainty about the company's future labor cost, making it easier to decide between American as a standalone airline or a merger with U.S. Airways. The agreement is for 6 years. That 13.5% stock in AMR is estimated to be worth about $100,000 to each pilot. Following the recommendation of the NTSB, the EAA has published an online listing of Letter of Deviation Authority, or LODA, holders for instruction in experimental aircraft. The move is geared directly at improving safety in the amateur-built segment of sport aviation. Categorized geographically by state, the list includes certificated flight instructors who are authorized by the FAA to offer certain types of instruction for hire in their experimental aircraft for the purposes of type-specific training. FARs otherwise prohibit such flight instruction for hire. Having such a list makes finding transition training easier for builders and new owners of experimental aircraft. Proper transition training is an essential first step toward safe operation of experimental aircraft and a key element in the continuing effort to improve aviation safety. Publication of this list was one of four NTSB recommendations made directly to the EAA following their amateur-built study. The remaining recommendations are works in progress. Well, if the pilot can use his iPad, why can't you? That, in essence, is the question the FCC has asked of the FAA. In a letter to Acting Administrator Michael Huerta, FCC Chairman Julius Jankowski wrote that the FAA, quote, should enable greater use of tablets, e-readers, and other portable devices, end quote, during commercial flights. The letter, which was obtained by The Hill, reportedly says, again, quote, this review comes at a time of tremendous innovation, as mobile devices are increasingly interwoven in our daily lives. They empower people to stay informed and connected with friends and family, and they enable both large and small businesses to be more productive and efficient, helping drive economic growth and boost U.S. competitiveness, end quote. The FAA began this summer to review its policies on the use of electronic devices. However, the agency has consistently said that it would not allow voice communications during flights. Jankowski said that the FCC would work closely with the FAA, airlines, and manufacturers to review electronic devices. When is a pilot not a pilot? Well, when he's riding shotgun in a Black Hawk helicopter flying under its own autonomous control. That bit of science fiction became science fact on November 5th in a low-level flight over the Diablo Range east of San Jose, California. Testing was conducted by the U.S. Army Research, Development, and Engineering Command's Aviation and Missile Center. The aircraft involved was the Rotorcraft Aircrew Systems Concept Airborne Laboratory, nicknamed Rascal, a JUH-60A Blackhawk, equipped with the H.N. Burns 3D LZ laser detection and ranging system for terrain sensing. Throughout the flight, the aircraft maintained an altitude of 200 and 400 feet above the ground. During the final obstacle of the field navigation flight, the safe landing area determination algorithm autonomously identified a safe landing spot within a forest clearing and commanded the aircraft to approach and hover at 60 feet. Final hover was accurate to within 1 foot. The flight was conducted throughout 23 miles of rugged terrain at an average speed of 40 knots. Oh, and pilots were aboard the aircraft, just in case. When Aero News continues, Delta Connection flight attendants may cause chaos. Yet another TSA employee proves that TSA more often stands for Thieves Secure Area. And is that a sleigh on your smartphone?
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
Aero News continues now for Monday, December the 10th. I'm Glenn Moyer. Fans of the 60s TV sitcom Get Smart will remember that Agents 86 and 99 worked for Control, and their Cold War nemesis was Chaos. Well, Compass Airlines flight attendants have conjured up a promise of their own style of chaos. Through their union, the flight attendants have requested a proffer of arbitration from the National Mediation Board, indicating a willingness to strike should management fail to negotiate a new agreement for the airline's nearly 450 flight attendants. If the NMB grants the AFA's request and agrees that management has refused to make significant movement, then negotiations will be declared deadlocked and both parties will be released into a 30-day cooling-off period leading to a strike deadline. If that happens, the union says the airline, and consequently its passengers, should be prepared for chaos, only this chaos is different. Chaos, or create havoc around our system, is AFA's trademarked strike strategy. With chaos, a strike could affect the entire system or a single flight. The union decides when, where, and how to strike without notice to management or, of course, us passengers. A 32-year-old TSA baggage screener, Sean Henry, has been arrested for stealing iPads and other electronic devices from passengers' luggage. He was caught Tuesday leaving JFK with two of the popular tablet devices that had been planted by authorities. At the time of his arrest, he was also in possession of several other items he had allegedly stolen from passengers' luggage, according to a report from ABC News. The iPads were tracked using their internal GPS functions, as had been the case in previous arrest. Among the items found in Henry's backpack were an iPad mini, a MacBook Pro, an iPod, and an iPhone, as well as two pairs of expensive headphones. All were thought to be stolen property and taken for further investigation. Well, TSA is cooperating in the investigation. You'll recall that in one of our lead stories, the FCC chairman wrote to the FAA administrator saying mobile devices are increasingly interwoven into our daily lives. Well, that thought has not been lost on the people at NORAD. Children of all ages will be able to track Santa Claus on his annual journey thanks to the North American Aerospace Defense Command. The NORAD Tracks Santa website is already up and running. The site features a holiday countdown, games and daily activities, video messages from students around the world, and more, officials said. And it is available in English, French, Spanish, German, Italian, Japanese, Portuguese, and Chinese. Official apps are also available in the Windows Store, the Apple Store, and Google Play, so parents and children can count down the days until Santa's launch on their smartphones and tablets. Tracking opportunities are also offered on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Google+. Santa followers just need to type in @NORADSANTA into each search engine in order to get started. Well, you know, technology is a wonderful thing, but somehow it just doesn't seem to have that same ring when you read, "'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house, not a computer was stirring, not even a wireless mouse. The stockings were all hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that an iPad, iPhone, or Twitter account would be found there. The children were all nestled snug in their beds, while visions of touchscreens and angry birds danced in their heads. No, while I appreciate NORAD's efforts, it's just not the same. And I wonder, what will be next? Kids will no longer be writing letters to Santa? They'll just send him a text? I'm Glenn Moyer. Happy holidays. You're now cleared for departure.